Shalom to all. Today we're learning Yerushalmi Sukkah, Halacha Vav, and in the Eisvart Surah Sadaf, it's on Zayin of Beis near the top, and in the Article Surah Sadaf, it's right at the top of Chesamar Aleph. And today's off sponsor, Lili Nishmas, Marsh Mim Shar Bats Miaka Moshe, Hernish Shama should have an Aliyah. And the Mishnah tells us as follows: Chavila Kash, Chavila Eitzim, Chavila Ezradim, bones of straw, wood, and twigs, Ein Sachin Bohen, one is not allowed to use them for Schach. However, in Materin Ksheris, if he undid them and they're not bundles anymore, they're kosher. And Vikulan Ksheris Ladifanois, all these are kosher for walls. The walls are not a problem, they can be made out of these things, you just can't use them for schach. So Gemara tells Rav Chiya clarifies b'shem Rav Yechon. Why is it also to use things for schach? Mineshi nirs ka'itzar, because it looks like he's using it for storage. As we said, the schach has to be put on l'shem tzel, at least to provide shade. When he takes bundles of kash, eitzim, or zradim, and he puts them on top of his sukkah, it doesn't look like he's using them for schach. It just looks like he wants a convenient place to dry them out. And even if after he put them on top of his sukkah, he thought to himself, you know what? I want to use these for shade. Still, that's tasav l'imina asoi, so that's an issue. And because of this issue, that again, for the most part, people do something like this because it's la'itzar, they would just do it for storage. Even if someone did originally put it on for a shade, for a schach, it's still possible. Now, for the clarifier, Yaakov Rabbi quotes Rav Sheshes, says b'shem Rav Chiya Rabba, ain't chavil b'chusim esem v'chamisha. A bundle is not less than 25. So less than 25 stalks, less than 25 twigs is not considered a bundle, and therefore he wouldn't be able to use it as schach. Now we move on to talk about straw. Let's have a little bit of introduction to this. We know that in regards to dinei toma and tahara, not only can the kli itself or the food itself become tame, but the yad, the handle of the kli or food, could become tame. What's the yad? So the yad would be, let's say, the handle of the pot, even though the handle itself is not a kli, since it's an accessory to the kli, and that's how you move the pot around, it's considered connected to it, and therefore, if tuma touches the handle, the whole pot would be tame. And let's say with food, it would be the stem. You hold the food by the stem, so the stem, even though it's not food, is considered the yad, and that too, if tuma touches it, that transfers tuma to the entire food. And it's the same thing with grain. When he cuts his grain down, he really only wants the kernels, and that means that the straw, the stalk, is really nothing and technically shouldn't be makabel toma. However, since it's the yad, it is the handle for the kernels, so it technically could be makabel toma. And now knowing that, says the Gemara, Chinuno bar Shlemi tells b'shem Rav, case number one, katzer l'schach, if he cut his grain down with intention that he's using the whole thing for schach, ein lahen yadais, so there's no din of yadais whatsoever because he's not interested in the kernels at all, he just wants the straw, and we know that straw itself is not makabel toma, and so it's not considered a yad, and so he's allowed to use it for schach. Let's say katzel schach, he cut it down for schach, but v'chishev alein l'machol, he in his mind decided that he's going to use it as food, so baba machshava, just that thought process itself, brings it into the status of being food, and therefore the yad, the stalk, could be makabel toma, so he's not allowed to use it as schach. Now here's case number three, katzel l'machol, let's say he cut it for food, v'chishev alein l'schach, and then he decided, you know what, I want to use it for schach. What's the din over here? So chayim rim others say, ad shehe akash rabba l'oichav al yad, the only way that he's able to use that as schach is if the straw part is more than the food and the yad. So over here, we just have to clarify another point. The entire stalk that's attached to the kernels is not considered the yad. It's only three tfachim of it, which is the yad, because you don't need the whole stalk to handle the kernels. And therefore, says Acherim, if you want to be able to use this whole stalk that he originally cut down for food, but now he's going to be using as schach, it has to be that the straw part, which is not the yad, meaning any straw which is beyond three tfachim, that has to be more than the entire yad and the kernels. So let's say the kernels are two tfachim and the yad would be three tfachim. So the remainder of the stalk has to be more than five tfachim in order to be able to use it as schach. And Rav, kadad acherim, Rav agrees to what acherim said. Now we discuss another case. Manan kamin, what would the halacha be over here? Katzel eschach, he cut his grain down with intention to use it as schach. So it's not makabel toma because again, the whole thing is just for schach. V'hochshiru, then the stalk was mokshe l'kabel toma. This comes up all over Shas, the concept of hechshir l'kabel toma. We know that food can't be makabel toma unless it undergoes hechshir. It has to become susceptible to makabel toma, and that's by becoming wet with one of the seven liquids. So the stalk became wet, it was mokshe l'kabel toma, but it can't be makabel toma in its current stage due to the fact that he wants to use it as schach. Va'amar, but then the fellow said, lich sheyasu mitzvason, after the mitzvah is done, meaning after sukkis, achzirim l'gayren, I'm going to bring them back to the threshing floor, and I'm going to thresh it and take the kernels out and continue processing that way. So the question is, srichin hechshir pam shnia, ekvar hechshirin biyadon, now when he brings it to the gayren, doesn't need hechshir another time in order to be susceptible to makabel toma, or it was already mukshir originally. On one hand, since it already became wet, and he intended to use it for food, so even though right now it's not mukshir l'kabel toma because he's going to be using it as a schach, the moment that he decides to bring it back to the threshing floor, maybe automatically now it's considered to be mukshir l'kabel toma, or maybe not. Since when it became wet, it was not mukshir l'kabel toma right away, because again, he was using it for schach, perhaps it needs to undergo hechshir a second time once he brings it to the gairin, and wouldn't have an answer to this question. Now we go on to discuss the end of the Mishnah, which had said, that even though these bundles of whatnot are pasul for schach, they can be used as walls. However, and pay attention to the addition we have in the Girsa, Tani, we have a Braisa, Rabbi Yoshia Paisel, Rabbi Yoshia Apostles. He holds that if it's possible for Schach, it's possible for walls. And Rabbi Yossi says, B'shem Rucham Bar Chanina, what's his source for this? Chasam Ralph on the top, the Pasuk tells us, V'sakoisa ala Aron esa Paroiches, and you shall cover the Aron with a Paroiches. Now, the Paroiches is not covering the Aron. The Paroiches is the curtain that divides the Kodesh from the Kodesh Kedoshim. And so basically, it's a wall, but still we see the Pasuk uses Lashon of Schach, V'sakoisa. And Mikan, from here we learn, Shadoifin Kari Schach, that a wall is called Schach, and therefore, Mikan, we learn from here, and pay attention to the Girsa change, She'ein Oisin Defanes Bedavar Shumakabal Toma, the one is not able to make walls with something that's Makabal Toma, and that's a source for Rabbi Yeshia, that these bundles of Kash, Eitzim, and Zardim, since they can't be used as Schach, they can't be used as walls. And Atal Achazayin, the Mishnah tells us, Mesachim Ben Asarim, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that we can Mesachich with boards. You can put boards on top of your Sukkah as your Schach, no problem. Where's Rav Meir Oisir, Rav Meir Asers? And the Gemara is explaining what Machlaika says. Now, in Shitis Rav Meir, Nasan Ola Nessa, Shu Rachav Arba Tfachim, if you put a board on top of it, which was 4 Tfachim wide, Ksher, the Sukkah is still kosher, Uvachal Yashin Tachtov, as long as he doesn't sleep under it. Even though boards themselves are usher to use as Schach, that doesn't mean that it apostles the Sukkah. You can still sit in your Sukkah, just don't sleep under that board. The Gemara tells us, Rabbi Yemri says, B'shem Rav, what's the Machlaikas? B'shiyesh ben Reichav Arba Nechalku, their whole Machlaikas is when these boards are 4 Tfachim wide. According to Meir, the Isser is Gzeiras Tikra. It's a Gzeir because of a ceiling, a roof. A regular roof back in the day was made out of 4 Tefach wide boards. So Meir is afraid that if we allow you to Mesakech with boards that are 4 Tfachim wide, a person's just going to say, what's the difference between sitting under this as opposed to in my house, which is roofed with the same thing? Therefore, Meir says, boards that are 4 Tfachim wide, usher to use. Whereas if you hold, that's not an issue. Rabbi Yossi says, B'shem Rabbi Yechanan, B'mishufim B'kelim Nechalku. Their machlekes is regarding smoothed out kelim. Now, these boards are not actually kelim, it just means that they're very smooth, they're planed nicely and smoothed out, and they technically could be used as kelim, even though, again, they're not in kelim and they're not makabal toma. Machlekes is, are we geyser that since they're so smooth, Rav Meir holds that we're geyser, that we're not allowed to use these because maybe a person is just going to use regular kelim that are makabal toma, and Rabbi Yehuda says that we're not geyser. So now the question is, Vahar B'yirmi B'shem Rav, B'shish Ben Reichav Arba Nechalku, Hab Meshufim Lekelim Divra Kalmutter, according to Yirmi B'shem Rav, who said their whole machlekes is regarding using boards that are 4 Tfachim wide, what would he hold regarding using smoothed out boards? Would everyone agree that they're mutter? And the answer is Mad Om Rabbi Yirmi B'shem Rav. It's from that which Rabbi Yirmi said B'shem Rav, Secha B'shlavia is psula, that if he was Mesakech with rungs of a ladder, it's possible. V'Amrinu said, Kirav Meir Hayri, that he's paskening like Rav Meir, Hadam, that tells us, Hiyada, that it's the same thing. And it has nothing to do with being 4 Tfachim wide, so we see that even when they're smoothed out boards, they're puzzle, and that's like Rav Meir. Clearly, Rav Meir holds the same thing in both cases. Now, if you see the next six words, it seems to be redundant. Harab Yaisa, Harab Yaisi. So we just take out the Harab Yaisi because we're really quoting Rabbi Yasa B'Shem Rabbi Yechanan, and we're asking the same exact question. Harab Yasa B'Shem Rabbi Yechanan, he had said, Meshupim L'Kelim Nechalku, Machlex Ramein Rabbi Huda, is when we're talking about smoothed out boards. Habashesh Ben Reichav Arba Devar Kal Aser. But if the boards were 4 Tfachim wide, would he say that they both agree that it's Aser, meaning that Rabbi Huda agrees to Rav Meir? And the answer is, Mimad Dohir Rabbi Yasa B'Sidra Rabba, from that which Rabbi Yasa Paskind in the Sidra Rabba, which means in the Big Base Medrash, the Maltara Mesachin Ba, one could Mesachich with a Maltara, which is a beam that's 4 Tfachim wide, V'Amrin Krib Yehuda Hairi, and they said they use Paskin like Rabbi Huda, while the Amr that tells us, Hiyada, that it's the same thing, that the Machloikas from Meir and Rabbi Huda is the same, whether we're talking about smoothed out boards or boards that are 4 Tfachim wide. We continue discussing these 4 Tefach wide boards. Shmuel Amr Shmuel says, Hadadat Amr La'irech, that which was said, that these 4 Tefach wide boards are Asr, are only La'irech, Ava L'Roichav Kosher, but if it's L'Roichav, they're Kosher. Now, what does it mean, Irech and Roichav? So even though Irech usually means length and Roichav means width, this is talking about really the width and the thickness of the board. Just take your classic American 2x4. Now, even though it's not 2x4 Tfachim, it's 2x4 inches, just imagine it's 2x4 Tfachim. So let's say you have a regular 2x4. So if you lay it down L'Irech, that means the wide part, the 4 part, is being laid down as the Schach. That's what's possible, because we have this 4 Tefach board or beam being used as a Schach. But if it's done L'Roichav, if you turn it upwards and only the 2 Tefach part is resting on top of the Sukkah, so that's perfectly fine, because it's only 2 Tefachim, it's not 4. However, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon Lakish, Trehi, and both of them say, Bein L'Roichav, Bein L'Roichav, Kosher. Whether it's L'Roichav or L'Roichav, it's Kosher. We're going to explain soon what that means. And Rabbi Zrekan says, B'Shem Rav Hamnuna, Kedivri Mishu Paisal Khan, Paisal Khan. According to one who passels here, which is Rav Meir, that you can't use a 4 Tefach wide board, he also passels over here, meaning even if it's L'Roichav, even if you turn it on its side and you can only see the 2 Tefach thickness of it, it's still puzzle. And that's because he holds that this is called Schach puzzle. It's like using metal beams. So it doesn't make a difference which way you put it, it's still puzzle. Same thing over here. Now, Rabbanin Rav Bun, Bun Kumi Rav Zeira, Rabbanin Rav Bun, Asafon Rav Zeira, my Rabbi Yechon Rav Shimon Lakish train Amrin. What's his memory from Rabbi Yechon Rav Lakish that they both said, the Bein Lo Eirich, Bein Lo Reichav, Kasher? Chasam Ralph on the top, Amrulain, who responded to them, Mishum She'en Schach Puzzle, Paisel El Ba'arba Amis. It's because Schach Puzzle doesn't puzzle except by 4 Amis. Shabbos. In other words, they're addressing something totally different. They're not saying that you could use these four tefach wide boards even if you lay them on the four tefach side. That's not what they're talking about. They're referring to, let's say we have a sukkah which only has three walls, which we find very often, and he has a four tefach wide board coming out of the middle wall, going across the entire sukkah, so it's in essence dividing it into half. What Rabbi Yochanan and Rosh Lakish are saying is that even though this board is pasul, you can't use it as schach because it's four tefachim wide, it doesn't pasul the sukkah. It's not considered like your sukkah is divided in half and you have one half of a sukkah that's one and a half walls and the other half is another one and a half walls, and then we don't have three walls over here because, again, this four tefach wide board is coming out the middle. We don't say that. As we see later on, only four amos of schach pasul pasuls, not four tefachim. And so therefore, even if we have this four tefach wide board cutting the sukkah in half, we still could combine the two halves of the sukkah for a sukkah kshera. The Gemara continues, Masisa pliga of Rav Nuna. The following is clearly not like Rav Nuna. Remember, Rav Nuna had said that according to Rav Meir, since the four tefach wide board is pasul, it's considered pasul schach, so even if you turn it on its thickness and it's only two tefachim, let's say, it's still pasul to be used. And the following is going to clearly show not like that. What does it tell us? Sukkah she'ena machzekes al rosh v'ruv shulchanoi, a sukkah that only holds his head, the majority of his body, and his table, which means it's the minimum size sukkah, it's 7x7. And he doesn't even have the whole thing covered in schach. He only has, let's say, four tefachim of it covered in schach. So what does he do? V'hevi neser, he could bring a board that's four tefachim wide, v'yitzarif himenu shlosh tefachim, and simply just take three tefachim of that board, not that you're cutting it off, but he's only putting three tefachim of that board on top of his sukkah. So that's fine, because he has four tefachim of regular schach, three tefachim of board, and that's a total of seven tefachim covering his sukkah, and there's no issue. Now here's where we see it's not like Rav Nuna, because in Tema L'Reichav, if you want to say that what did he do in order to be able to use this four tefach board, he turned it on its thickness, and that way it's kosher, well, less yachil. You're not able to explain that. The Amr Bzrikin B'shem Rav Nuna, because Rav Bzrikin said in the name of Rav Nuna, Kedevri Mishu Pasul Kan, Pasul Kan. That just like the one who pasuls here, pasuls there, as we explained before. That the same way Rav Meir pasuls with a four tefach wide board laid flat, so too, if it's turned on its side, it's also pasul. Ela Kenan Kaimen L'Oirech. It must be what we're referring to, that it's being laid flat. As we explained before, three out of the four tefachim are on his sukkah, making up for that empty space, and that way the sukkah is kosher. Now, what do Rav Meir himself in our Mishnah say? That having a four tefach wide board on the sukkah doesn't pasul it, just make sure you don't sleep under it. Now, the problem with that is, v'ishu shle yashen tachtav, is it possible for him not to sleep underneath it? That's impossible. We're talking about a minimum size sukkah that's 7x7 tefachim. Three of those tefachim are being covered by a four tefach wide board, and it's impossible not to sleep under that because the minimum size sukkah, and Rav Meir himself says it's kosher. It must be that Rav Nuna's understanding of Rav Meir is incorrect. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Halacha Ches. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.